بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد السلام عليكم everyone. So in front of us we have the book Did Allah Forget the Wives which is available in our website www.islamlife.com/shop. So Sheikh, do you want to tell us more about this book?
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وبعد الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وبعد. So they say Allah forgot the wives. On the day of judgment, they will not go to Jannah with their believing husbands and children who died on the faith. They refers to who else? Evangelicals. And this is when it starts to become really hilarious. Because they went to an ayah and explained it the way their hearts wish, and say this is the first ayah that spoke about women going to Jannah. They go to Jannah, yeah, but they're not going to be with their believing husbands and children. So we refuted them in so many ways. First of all, we brought the ayat that came before that ayah they mentioned, that specifically said that fathers and mothers will be together in Jannah with their children. I mean, I don't understand it. Of course, they talk to their audience, those evangelicals, you know, who don't read anything. They don't read their own book. And since they don't read their own books, I brought them evidence from their own book that women have nothing. That women have nothing. There is no promise in the New Testament or the Old Testament for women of anything in the hereafter. Nothing. I mean, according to their twisted logic, at least women in Muslim women will go to Jannah. In their books, they took out all references about Jannah and Jahannam and made it all about this life. About this life. And they said this issue, you know, did Allah forget the wives? No, he didn't. And we mentioned so many ayat and so many ahadith and so many ways for Muslim women to end up in Jannah and to be with their believing husbands and families and children in Jannah. And that it will be forever without end. And that in comparison to the Old Testament and the New Testament, there is no reference to rewards in the hereafter, after Yawm al-Qiyamah. There is nothing. They don't talk about anything. The only thing they talk about is that people in the hereafter will be like the angels, meaning they're not going to have sex. That's what they're saying. I said, well, according to your book, the Old Testament, when Allah created Adam and Adam was sent down with Eve to this earth and they multiplied, the angels thought that the daughters of Adam were fair looking. The angels thought that the daughters of Adam looked nice. So they had sex with them and they gave birth to giants.
Really? That's in the Bible.
That's why they hate me, man. Because I find things that they try to hide from their own people.
Allahu Akbar.
I said the angels, according to your version, they do sex. So why do you deny having sex in the hereafter if people are living like, you know, angels there? Because they did it here. What's the difference? In any case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised believing women.
No, no.
The same what he promised believing men and their children. Jannah, forever, together, enjoying everything they couldn't enjoy maybe in this life, living, you know, the short life, all the hardship of this life, having to live with those disbelievers who want them to leave their religion, try to force them to leave their religion, argue with them all the time, give them trouble. You know, all that hardship, it's going to end at death, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will join the believers together in Jannah. Among the things that they said, it's unbelievable that because Allah forgot the wives in Jannah, they're going to end up being lesbians. It's actually an article that was published on the internet a few years ago, and many, many people were, you know, reading it and whatever. So I said, Allah forbid this in this life. You know, this is the cleanest religion. So Allah forbid this act, lesbianism, in this life. Why would he allow it in the hereafter? Anyway, they don't leave anything evil and wicked to try to tarnish Islam with, but they resort to it. And I said, it is proof that your religion is fake, because you can't support your religion without lying about Islam. No, you can't just say, this is our religion, this is what it calls to, call to its merits. They don't do that, because there is nothing there. What did Allah promise Muslims in the Quran and Sunnah? Look at the so many ayat, description of Jannah and description of the hellfire, Jahannam. There is no book in existence that has all these descriptions. So when Allah talks about Jannah, your heart is it's elevated, an elevated anticipation, you know, after all this life and the hardships we had to face to stay on the religion, hang on to Tawheed. And when Allah speaks about Jahannam, then the believers say, no, I don't want to be there. And I don't want to go that path or be like the people who go to that path or promote anything that belongs to that path. I don't want it, because it's not a good place to be in. Bi-idhnillah Azza wa Jal, oh believing women, what Allah promised you in Jannah is unbelievable. We can't possibly understand in our hearts or imagine the kind of enjoyment and joy and pleasure and bounties that they will enjoy in paradise when they go there. Just keep on the faith. Don't listen to these people who want to take you away from your Islam, from your religion, from your honor, from your obedience to your husbands, believing husbands, from your hijab, to make you act like you're not a woman even anymore. We don't do that. What awaits you is, you know, 1 second after those who enter Jannah, they forget all the hardships they faced in this life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who will enter Jannah with their children and wives, families, you know, fathers and ancestors and descendants forever. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. Inshallah, as we mentioned before, if you want this book, you can find it in our website, www.islamlife.com/shop. And if you are benefiting from our videos, from our dawah, and you want to support us in this, then please donate. The link is here in the video. And again, Sheikh, Jazakallah khairan, inshallah, we'll meet with another video. Till then, take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you are benefiting from our videos, then please like, share, and subscribe so that it reaches others. Jazakallah khairan.